Welcome to the Only Strong Tower Bible Podcast with Pastor Trevor B. Jefferson, a podcast dedicated to exploring the timeless wisdom and guidance found within the pages of the Bible. In a world where the challenges of life can often leave us feeling lost and overwhelmed, this podcast seeks to be a beacon of light, providing insights, inspiration, and a deeper understanding of the scriptures. Join us on a journey of spiritual exploration as Pastor Trevor B. Jefferson delves into the profound teachings of the Bible, unraveling its messages of hope, faith, and resilience. Whether you're a longtime believer or someone seeking answers, this podcast is here to accompany you on your quest for spiritual growth and enlightenment.
And his children, his daughter, went down with the ship. And from that experience came this song, "It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul." I thank the Lord for several things. I thank the Lord, number one, for salvation. You know, if anybody asks me what's going down or what's up, my standard response is, I don't know how many people have heard me respond this way, but my standard response is life. You know, when I was younger and somebody would ask me that, I used to be like everybody else, you know, not much, you know, it's all good. But then I began to think about life itself and how precious life is and how tragic some life is. And even more than that, some people are actually going to a godless eternity that the Bible calls hell. And that has stuck with me. And so whenever they ask me what's going on, my standard response is life. At least 10 years ago, there was a slogan going around. And some people still wear it today. Got armbands and t-shirts and headbands and caps and pants and necklaces and you name it. It was a big market. And it was a question. The question was this: what would Jesus do? And that was based upon a book. You might want to read it sometimes. I forget the exact name of it. But what would Jesus do? And the thing was supposed to be, whatever situation you're in, to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And as I read my Bible, I'm gripped by one thing he said he came to do. He came to save, to seek and to save the lost. He came to seek and to save the lost. And this evening, as a theme, as a topic, as a title, Jesus seeks and saves the lost. Let us pray. Dear God, I just thank you for this opportunity that you have given me again to share your word with others. God, I thank you, Lord, for the people that are here because, Lord, I know you have something in store for them this evening. Pray, Lord, that you would break up the fallow ground, Lord. God, that you would use me, Lord, as your vessel. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Jesus seeks and saves the lost. I don't care how bad the person seems to be or how far gone the person seems to be in our mind. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Some of us can remember our own sin. Some of us can not only remember our sin before we met Christ, before Christ came into our lives, but we can remember our sin from earlier today. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. David said in Psalm 51, "In sin did my mother conceive me." So from very birth, I was wrapped up in sin from very birth. David also said, "My sin is ever before me." Now we remember the particular sin that among the particular sins that David was thinking about at that time, his situation with Bathsheba. And maybe we haven't slept with Bathsheba, but we've done some things that weren't pleasing to the Lord. Paul says that the wages of sin or the consequences of sin is death. The consequence of sin is death. We also know another place in the scripture where it says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We also know that if we violate at one point the law, we have sinned, and therefore we are worthy of death. You see why I'm so thankful for salvation? You know, God heals. He heals not only those that call his name, but he heals those that can't stand his name. Anybody that's healed is healed as a result of God. And if God doesn't bless the medicine, the work that they're trusting in, then they won't be healed. If God is not in the process, that same medicine can cause them to get sicker. God is the one who heals. God is the one who takes us through our problems, whether we acknowledge him or not. The Bible says that God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. What are you saying? I'm saying that regardless of how great it is to have wealth, regardless to how great it is to have health, regardless of how great it is to be famous to whatever degree, the greatest thing that can ever happen to us is salvation, to be saved, for Jesus to cleanse us and to save us from our sins. John says when he first sees Jesus there beside the seashore, he says, "Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world." Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. Now, we know the purpose of a lamb, or one of the greatest purposes of a lamb, especially during that particular time, was to be sacrificed as a sign of that one time when Christ would come and atone for our sins. It was a recognition that our sins needed to be paid for, and the penalty for our sin was death. And the sheep or the goat or the bull or the ox was slain, representing the death that one day Jesus would have to pay with his own body. And John declares, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." Paul mentions in one place, he mentions that he is the chief of sinners. Again, we're considering the fact that Jesus seeks and saves the lost. Remember Paul? He was on the road to Damascus, on the way to create mayhem, and Jesus sought him and saved him. But even after that, he wrote in Romans chapter 7, "Sin doth dwell within me." And he had a battle with sin. We all have a battle with sin. And we will continue to have a battle with sin until we die. The Bible says if we say that we have no sin, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, that if we say that we have no sin, we lie. Doesn't matter how saved you are, you still sin. Martin Luther thought of it this way: we're sinners who are saved. Why do you say we're sinners? Because we still sin. Sinners, somebody sins. But we're saved. I thank God for saving me. And just as God has saved me, he can save others. That person who's strung out on drugs, God can save. That person who was an alcoholic in the family and abusing the family and abusing the children, God can save. That person who's a drug addict and seems to be no hope for him, Jesus seeks and Jesus saves. And this evening, we come to Luke chapter 19. And we see that Jesus enters Jericho. Jesus enters Jericho. It's very important. Because when Jesus enters the situation, something is going to happen. When Jesus enters the situation, something is going to happen. He doesn't have to wonder about, well, I wonder if God is with me and this is what God really wants. You know, sometimes we wonder. But if Jesus is in the situation, something is going to happen. And regardless to wherever you are, regardless to wherever you are, Jesus can find you. He is there. The Holy Spirit is there.
Thank you for tuning in to another enlightening episode of the Only Strong Tower Bible Podcast with Pastor Trevor B. Jefferson. As we conclude this episode, may the wisdom of the scriptures continue to resonate in your heart and guide you on your journey. Remember, just as a strong tower provides shelter and protection, the lessons from the Bible can serve as a refuge in times of uncertainty. If you found value in today's discussion, don't hesitate to share this podcast with others who might also benefit from its teachings. Stay connected with us for upcoming episodes where we will continue to explore the profound truths that the Bible holds for each and every one of us. Until next time, may you find strength, peace, and unwavering faith in the embrace of the Only Strong Tower.